Good morning, and welcome to the Church of the Holy Spirit for Daily Mass.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. O God, who renew the world through mysteries beyond all telling, grant, we pray, that your church may be guided by your eternal design and not be deprived of your help in this present age. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, Lo, I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The things of the past shall not be remembered or come to mind. Instead, there shall always be rejoicing and happiness in what I create. For I create Jerusalem to be a joy, and its people to be a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and exult in my people. No longer shall the sound of weeping be heard there, or the sound of crying. No longer shall there be in it an infant who lives but a few days, or an old man who does not round out his full lifetime. He dies a mere youth who reaches but 100 years, and he who fails of 100 shall be thought accursed. They shall live in the houses they build and eat the fruit of the vineyards that they plant. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus left Samaria for Galilee, for Jesus himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his native place. When he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, since they had seen all he had done in Jerusalem at the feast, for they themselves had gone to the feast. Then he returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he had heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe. The royal official said to him, Sir, come down before my child dies. Jesus said to him, You may go, your son will live. The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, The fever left him yesterday around 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time Jesus had said to him, Your son will live. And he and his whole household came to believe. Now this was the second sign Jesus did when he came to Galilee from Judea. The Gospel of the Lord. The first reading is from the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 65. It's the end of Isaiah. 65 chapters is a lot. Isaiah is one of the major prophets. Isaiah is prophesying before the first exile, like 750 years before Christ. And Isaiah kind of goes through different time periods, not just that time period, especially Isaiah 65 is probably later than that as well. But the book of Isaiah kind of goes up and down a lot. Isaiah gives warnings to people, and then Isaiah gives these images of hope. So in 65, it's this image of hope. But the language that was used in this image of hope is about building a new heaven and a new earth, or a new Jerusalem. And that language is kind of like end of the world type language. I just want to say, like, that's the normal reading. We didn't pick a special reading today. The world's not ending. Just take a deep breath. And I'm sorry I even drew more attention to it. No, those types of consolations that come from God come in every age. And those types of consolations that come from God is always a contrast. So God's talking about punishment when Israel, the northern kingdom, fell in 723. That's a bad thing about recording these. Probably about 723 B.C., the northern kingdom fell, and that's what becomes Samaria that we talked about in the gospel today. Isaiah is giving all these warnings that they're not worshiping properly, they're not living like God's people. And then the second kingdom falls. These warnings are against the fact that, like, the natural physics of sin. If you're living selfishly, he's given this land to Israel, and if they live selfishly and don't follow the law at all, they'll naturally tear each other apart and fall as a kingdom. But God keeps infusing his grace through particular institutions that he chooses. So even though they're failing, even though most of the people aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing, God's saying, I still chose you and I still love you, and I'm still going to keep infusing grace into Jerusalem, and eventually Jerusalem's going to rise back up and it's going to be good again. And then the ultimate language of a new heaven and a new earth has to do with the resurrection. We use that in the Christian scriptures as well, the New Testament, with the book of Revelation, and Jesus uses some of that language as well, and that's where we take our theology, the resurrection of the dead, that Christ created us the way we are physical, with skin and bone, and that we are able to touch each other, that we're able to feel things physically, different than angels, which are completely spiritual, and God did that on purpose, and he created it well, and he loves what he created. And even in the resurrection, even after everything passes for all eternity, there will be a new heaven and a new earth, which will be in some way physical. There'll be a physical resurrection, so our body will rise up again, and God will glorify the creation that he made. He's not upset that he made the creation. He loves the creation. The creation is beautiful, and he's going to make it even more beautiful with an ultimate infusion of grace into us in the last days. Joining our voices together as one, we raise our prayers to God, the Almighty Father.
For our church, May God continue to purify and sanctify us, making us ever more holy in his sight. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders of peoples and nations, may the Holy Spirit strengthen them in wisdom and compassion. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who experience addiction in their lives, may God's grace come upon them and heal them and their families. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our faith community, may the healing presence of the Messiah be in all our thoughts and deeds. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our beloved dead, may perpetual light shine upon them, and may they rest in peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for today's Mass intention, the repose of the soul of Sal Gaetano, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord God, Almighty Father, we ask all these things through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept this sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and good of all his holy church.
May we receive, O Lord, we pray, the effects of this offering dedicated to you, so that we may be cleansed from old earthly ways and be renewed by growth in heavenly life through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you have given your children a sacred time for the renewing and purifying of their hearts, that freed from disordered affections, they may so deal with the things of this passing world as to hold rather to the things that eternally endure. And so, with all the angels and saints, we praise you as without end we acclaim.
Thank you.
are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord, Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which we poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." Mystery of faith. For as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Ronald, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Let us pray. Purify our minds, O Lord, we pray, and renew them with this heavenly sacrament, that we may find help for our bodies now and likewise in times to come, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
One announcement. I know you've been missing announcements. Special thank you to Rich and Holly, who have been doing music every day, and Phil is recording the masses for us. Holly has work Tuesday and Thursday, so if she's not on the camera tomorrow, it's not because she's developed a dry cough and a fever. It is because she is doing her in-service training for her job. She's a teacher in Elko School District. That's it. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. Grant, O merciful God, that your people may remain always devoted to you and may constantly receive from your kindness whatever is for their good, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Would you?